Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special version of Tweaking Your Vibrations on Blog Talk Radio today. Val and I are here to talk about our tweak of the week. Val, are you there?
I'm here, hon. Thank you for asking. Hello, everyone.
How's everything going with you today?
Woo! Well, you know, it's kind of like walk your talk, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, honey, I know. I still understand what that is. So, this week's topic, today's topic, we'll be offering a few tips on shifting mental monkey chatter.
Yes.
Which can help someone get out of their head and become realigned with who they truly are in the present moment. Now, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Angela and I just decided that, you know, we're going to offer some tweak of the weeks to help shift vibrations and just everyday practical, simple tools and techniques that we've personally tried and experienced shifts around in our reality, and just simple techniques, nothing real elaborate. They're things that other people have used, and we're just going to offer them up on a weekly basis. So this week's is the monkey chatter.
Yeah, and we all have that, and that's the chatter that goes on in our head where, you know, we kind of get into, you know, solving a problem, and, you know, it just kind of replays itself over and over again. We're going to be doing this every week.
Yeah, we're going to do this. Our intention is to have it on Wednesdays, our tweak of the week. And it's incorporating our bigger vision around celebrating wholeness, because we realize that some of this stuff that we've personally gone through towards committing to wholeness is that these things show up. It doesn't matter who you are, where you live. Transitions happen. And we've realized that as transitions happen, as people grow and expand or things change in their environment outside of themselves, there's triggers that take place. There could be a mental trigger. There could be an emotional trigger. And it's kind of like when those triggers happen, you have a tendency to either have a deer in the headlight, or you want to go to defending or explaining or justifying. We want to just embrace in embracing wholeness, give our whole present moment an opportunity to be, to respond from a place of who we are, and not respond or react from a place that's disconnected from who we are. So that was one of the intentions behind bringing these up.
So now there's actually there are a few things that for myself that I like to do to be able to get out of my I don't want to say drown out, but kind of silence that monkey chatter in my head. But there's a particular thing that we can all do where it doesn't require you going anywhere. It doesn't require you to, you know, get from one space to another. You can do it wherever you are, or whenever you hear your monkey chatter in your head, wherever you're standing in a, you know, grocery line, or if you happen to be in the car driving somewhere and, you know, you have some stuff going on in your head, you know, there's something that you can do to kind of quiet that down.
Well, yeah, and one of the things behind the monkey chatter that we believe is that people have a tendency to go to their heart to figure things out. I mean, to their head rather than their heart. And the heart, for the most part, doesn't have a teeter-totter. It's pretty simple and clear when it's being listened to and it's being connected with. The only time things feel complicated that we've experienced is when we get in our way, when our head gets in the way and doesn't include the wisdom that the heart can actually offer to the moment of what's ever either been triggered or wanting to be reacted. This is even in traffic, you know, like people get triggered in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody cuts you off. That could be somebody cuts you off in conversations. Somebody cuts you off. It doesn't matter. When someone else does something unthinking or unconscious, that trigger can happen.
Yeah.
When we're ourselves and are wanting to change or wanting to make a difference and we don't act on that, that could create a trigger. And I know that sometimes in my past, my monkey chatter has been when there's an unresolved issue. And I'm not sure how to deal with it. So I'm in my head with it rather than really sitting down and spending some time with, you know, facing what the dilemma is and allowing myself to be uncomfortable with it and, you know, just listening to my heart to find to for the solution to show up. So you want to, is this a good time to do the process?
Anyone? Yes. Yes. Great time.
Awesome. Okay. To help shift the mental noise, we offer a couple simple tools, as Angela shared. When you catch yourself playing and replaying a scenario in your head, and you catch yourself, just stop. Take a deep breath in, and then slowly release it. And sometimes you can count and take another deep breath in, and release, and put your hand on your heart. Angela and I sometimes put our hands, our left hand on our heart. You can do both of them. This helps shift your conscious focus to your heart, and we usually sometimes use one or the other. Take another deep breath in, release, and say out loud, "I am now present." Just breathe in and out. And again, say, "I am now listening." And as you're breathing in and out, ask your heart, "What do I really want to experience?" And allow yourself to be in that space, because now you've kind of gotten into your body, you've brought your consciousness more into your body, and you're giving your heart an opportunity to speak on the matter. And it's out of your head. And we found that when we get there, a lot of times emotional connection starts happening. And there's a shift around the solution. The solution doesn't feel like we're like a teeter, like a battering ourselves up against a wall. There's just, we've created that space, that shift in the energy, and we've opened up that space and connected to our heart, which is where the wisdom truly does lie for all the solutions. And that, my folks, my friends, is our tip tweak of the week.
And it really, really, really does help if you, you know, if you stop and notice every time whenever you're in a hurry. And, you know, we've all done this before. We've taken a deep breath, you know, just out of habit, you know, and when you let that breath out, you're like, oh, you know, I feel a little better. I didn't realize I wasn't breathing. It's the same thing. It helps calm you down.
Well, I've heard that when people feel frustrated or people feel defended or they're bump up against a wall, they actually do stop breathing. I've read that and I've heard that, and I'm like, wow. And ever since I started working, now there's excellent, excellent resources out there about breath work and how cleansing it is. And I, Angela and I want to, you know, allow those people that are actually working with that, you know, we're not so much focused on teaching about the breath work, except that we've incorporated breathing into our everyday experiences.
Yeah.
And it really does help. And when I breathe things through, I remember a time, I'll share this story, I was literally feeling like I was going to come out of my skin. And I had a coaching call, and it was a 5-minute coaching call. It was really cool, with one of my coaches. And I felt like I was literally going to come out of my skin. I was in my head. I was like had this major anxiety about how I was going to respond to the situation that activated. And what was interesting to me was that when I got on the phone, she says, okay, I want you to stop and take a deep breath. And she says, so I want us to sit here, and I want you to sit with the anxiety and just allow it to be in your body and breathe. So that's exactly what I did. And after about 2 or 3 minutes, I started laughing. And I said, you know what? I didn't blow up.
Yeah. I think it exploded.
I was like, it felt like, it really did at one time because I was in my head and I was not in my body. I felt literally did feel like I was going to blow up with this. It was so intense. And then all of a sudden I started laughing. I thought, oh, my gosh, how big I've made that situation and how it triggered that, whatever the, you know, anxiety feels like, that frenzied feeling. Mm-hmm. And yet if I just stopped, it went by. I didn't hold on to it. I didn't activate more energy around it. That was probably one of the biggest aha moments I ever got. About breath work and allowing myself to be with whatever that feeling was. It was, and it also was, it became a muscle memory. And so I just had to laugh. I mean, I thought, wow, I really make up stuff. You know, I was just feeding it.
I think we all do that at some point. I think we all do that.
Oh, my gosh, feeding it. It was just having a party up there, you know. So it was a great reminder. Around this simple tool. And she used to always say, simplicity, abundance is simplicity. Scarcity is complication.
Mm-hmm,
and so,
mm-hmm.
You know, I always remember those two pieces from her. And I'd love to have her on our blog talk at some time, teaching about abundance tools. But I love all the little tips and tools and resources that we can to reconnect to who we are, because that's our big passion, is to help support and empower people and ourselves to always be who we are and stay connected to who we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, honey, we got about 2 minutes remaining. Is there any thoughts you want to add?
Oh, my God, if I started up, we are going to be going on for another 20 minutes.
Well, you know, what's the shift that's helped you, like when you feel the difference, when you're breathing and stuff, what's an experience that you can offer in the remaining time?
What do you mean for an experience?
Just like, you know, when you know that you've come into your body and you've gotten, like, in other words, just like shifting your awareness, what happens with you as far as what can you share when you've allowed that, you know, like when you've shifted and you've gotten out of the monkey chatter, what's something that you can share?
It's just the sensation that I feel all from my head to my toe that I just got grounded. I don't even know how to explain that. But when I do get out of it, when I my thing is I like to music kind of takes me away. And so listening to music, listening to a favorite song kind of takes me away. But I always feel like I'm grounded, and there's feeling that I feel that I can't even describe how that feels.
So music helps you shift. Now, do you find that when you shift away from the monkey chatter, do you find out whatever triggered that off, does it get resolved? I mean,
it
that
does.
Was, you know, okay.
It does
like quicker than if you stayed with the monkey chatter?
Yes, much quicker, because I can go into a pit of I don't know what with my monkey chatter. So, yeah, that does shift really quickly.
Awesome. Well, I did too. I've noticed that when I get out of that, I'm clear. When I'm connected to my heart, I definitely feel that I'm more in charge of the situation. And I, even if I'm uncomfortable with it, I find that I take action from that centered place when I'm back into my heart or in my body. Well, thanks, everybody. That's our tweak of the week. And we hope you enjoy the tool and the resource if it resonates with you. We appreciate you for joining us today. And until next time, remember who you are is more important than anything in the whole world. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.